Nursey.
Yes, nurse.
Now, Dr. Darcy, we've got a very sick plant here. What do you think we should do?
Let me get my gloves on for a thorough investigation.
The Gardening Gang with Pete Little and Geraldine Darcy. We're together every Saturday morning.
8 till 10, right here at Coast FM 963.
Olivia Newton-John here at Coast FM 963 in the land of Xanadu. We're in showland today. Here the Central Coast show is once a year. Here at Gosford, it's just after the Sydney show. And there's no comparison, really. This is just a brilliant show.
Oh, there is
I
no
didn't
comparison.
Get the Sydney show this year, but I would think this would rival it, you know that?
I think so.
I think there's so much to see and do.
There's so much to see and do. And you know what it is? It's about localism, Pete. It's that so many local people are here showing their wares, showing what they do as well. And there's some really exciting stuff.
Quite a
on
few
Pete.
People showing off their muffin top too. You see that gentleman there that passed us by? He had a very tight belt on.
Look,
our show broadcast today is being sponsored by Alan Graham's Caravans and RVs and also Doormaster Security Doors and Windows. Having some fun at the Central Coast show today at the showground. Opens at 9 o'clock and
it
goes through all the entire weekend till about 4 tomorrow.
It does. Pete, what are you looking forward to seeing today?
Well, I'm looking forward to the food.
The food
is always an attraction to me because every year there's something new breaking in the food sense.
Uh-huh.
But to rival that, we've got Chef Daniel, who's our resident chef with the Gardening Gang, coming in to actually prepare us some ideal and nourishing chef quality.
It's chef quality
show food for us,
it
for
is,
the Gardening Gang this
is.
Morning.
I can't wait for that. It's going to be very, very exciting. And I'm looking forward to the Coastal Cowboy Cloggers because I like
You're
me a cowboy.
Not.
Oh, I like me a cowboy. I do. Oh, look, that's what I'm here for at the show. I'm looking around and I'm like, where are the cowboys?
Show me the cowboys, not I'll show you a cowgirl.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Now, let's get back to the classic hits right now from Coast FM. Here's Paul Simon, off to Graceland, from the show today. Off to Graceland at Coast FM 963. This is the Gardening Gang with Pete and Sherilyn this morning, live from the Central Coast Show. The early time is a busy time here because people are setting up their stands. Boy, the sun is shining beautifully. It's going to be a magnificent weekend here at the Gosford Showground. Sherilyn, I know you're very keen on the cowboys. You mentioned that before. You're right into those cowboys.
I am.
And I've got Chef Daniel here as well, who's been judging the best mullet competition. Now, I'm just wondering if that's a fish, Chef, or would that be a hairstyle, you think, mate?
Very stylish hairdos here in on the Central Coast. I think we do have the best mullets that exist, really.
Well, I saw a couple of,
muffin tops.
Muffin tops.
Yes.
With some of the carny people. But I think the mullet will be of a grade that we've never seen before.
Well, the mullet has really just come, you know, for
into
a lot more palates these days. It's becoming a much interesting hairstyle. It's very, very associated with what's happening today. You can really see the bushiness at the back and the side being nice and clean.
Nice and clean. Well, business at the front, party at back.
Exactly.
Yes,
we've got this happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's very stylish.
Now, the reason we've invited Chef Daniel here this morning to our microphone is because the lovely fellow to start with, but he's also going to be talking about carnival food or carny food, as we call it. And Chef, give me your observations on what's available today and tomorrow here at the Central Coast Show.
So I have had a little bit of a walk around. First
Good.
Of all, I've had a coffee. Like, you need a coffee at this time of morning.
Oh. 100%.
It was cracker. It was actually a really good coffee.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, you know, you usually associate, you know, carny kind of stuff with really bad coffee. It was a great coffee, and they've got, like, snow cones happening. You've also got some Dutch pancakes, which are my favorite.
Yeah.
There's little tiny mini pancakes
with
the lemon and the icing sugar.
We had those at Floriade. Remember that?
I'll get some of those later.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, definitely. They're just over there, right? And then you've got Goslemi. There's some wonderful kind of hot dogs and the burgers. And you've got the street boss over here as well. So we've got a whole bunch of big
potato on a stick.
Potato on a twirly stick.
A twirly stick potato. I really want a twirly
Should
stick
Should I be
potato.
Concerned if I'm a food lover about... maybe any fear of getting a tummy
you know, transitioning.
A muffin top. That's
a muffin
what
top,
you're
yes. Muffin top. A muffin top, definitely. Okay. That's exactly what carny food's all about.
And then right? You grow a mullet.
Filling up a filling.
You've got to come here with your mullet ready and your belly getting ready to get fat. So it's one of those cases.
He's very directed.
But you know what? One of the great things about having one of these carnivals is that it is that time to get the family together, to have a chip on the stick, to get some Dutch pancakes, indulge for the day. You know, this is the Central Coast.
One day's all right, Pete.
Well,
I think one
it
day.
Is a two-day show. So.
Oh, 2 days.
The chef's going to work today, Sherilyn.
Oh, he
is. He's going to prepare something nice for the gardening gang and their supporters, and there's dozens of them here.
What is it? Is it show food?
And it's, well, his version. His version of show food.
Ah,
cooked
nice.
Right here on the spot in his own home, well, not home kitchen, his own show kitchen.
Show kitchen.
Yeah.
The Coast FM show
Chef
kitchen.
Daniel is a man of many talents.
He is.
And we welcome him to the show. The gang, of course, is here all through the weekend, the entire Coast FM gang through the weekend with radio broadcast from various shows. But we're getting through the first couple of hours with a bit of fun as people are setting up for the show. Doors open at 9. Now, Chef, back to the kitchen for you. Meantime, here's Joni Mitchell. Adding some laughter there to Joni Mitchell at Coast FM 963. And that's the big yellow taxi with Pete and Sherilyn this morning at the Central Coast Show. It is the gardening gang in all its glory today. And we call it the warts and all, I suppose, you know.
Warts and all show?
Yeah. Warts and all, our
there's
program.
No warts here, our show.
The warts and all gardening gang.
Oh, that's it. We're here at the show.
You
we're having
see being
so
produced.
Much fun. And I'm still going through this thing. They've actually got a Highland show on today. The Laycott Street Dance Theatre has that. And then here's one for the rev heads. The LJ Stunt Bike Show is on at the Grandstand at midday or 12:30 this afternoon. You've got to get into that. That'll be fantastic.
And don't forget that Chef Daniel will be judging the best mullet on the coast. I think he's going to use a frying pan and a bit of salt on that one there.
Is he? Oh, I can't wait for that.
It's all happening here on stage.
It is all happening. That's right.
Meantime, we'll thank some sponsors and come back with the Electric Light Orchestra.
Feel right at home with the gardening gang.
Coast FM 96.
Hold on tight to your dreams here at Coast FM. We are live from the Gosford show location at the showground here.
We are the Central Coast Regional Show.
Sherilyn's giving us a little timeout. See, you may have heard the 10-second timeout here.
I'm very
just
strict.
A minute ago. And the timeout was to introduce a fellow who is a bee whisperer. Yes, we've got here in his own flesh. And wings to also be seen here too. That's Michael Graham. G'day, Michael. Good to see you here at the show today, mate.
Yeah, well, we've got our...
Oh, I better turn you on as well, buddy.
We've got our little stand down here from our club hives, and we're selling some beautiful honey.
Yep.
And we have a live bee display as well. Not a very big one, but just right back into bees again, the club.
Yeah, so how are you recovering from the varroa mite? Because we have been affected.
He looks well.
He looks very well.
I'm recovering well. And so the bees are recovering as well. We had... in our club, we had maybe 360 members, and they all had bees. And at the we lost all of those hives, and all those club members were devastated.
Mm.
We've now got back to the stage where we have about 160 members.
Okay.
Our club apiary now has three hives up at the Mount Penang Gardens.
Brilliant.
And I have two hives in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning now how to deal with varroa.
Yes, we've moved from
dealing with varroa.
Just for those who are listening, can you just explain what varroa is?
Okay, varroa is a parasitic mite that lives on the honeybees and honeybees alone.
Mm.
What it does, it invades the nest or the hive. It is a parasite that lives on the brood, the baby bees, as they're developing sealed in the cell. Parasite mite actually breeds faster than the bee does, and they live and eat the fat out of the body of the developing bees.
It is a scary thing, and we did have to, unfortunately, the Department of Primary Industries put an edict that we had to destroy the beehive so that we could contain it into this area. But we've now moved into a different sort of thing, that we're not destroying hives?
We didn't realise, and people... did the right thing, and some people didn't do the right thing. And dealing with people, you know what that's like.
Yes.
So we didn't lose the battle with varroa, we lost a battle because of people doing the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we couldn't contain
can you name names, please, Michael?
That's a path that no one wants to travel down. But some people would like to go down that path with a big stick.
But things have turned around because I can see lots of honey down here on your stand, which is such a great thing to see. Lovely local honey happening again.
Yes, it is. It is good to get back into bees again. Mm-hmm. And we now have the problem of dealing with varroa.
Yep.
So it's going to be a little bit more difficult in the management of bees.
Right.
Whereas before, a lot of people took it easy, and they are beautiful creatures to work with.
Yes.
But now we've got to do more inspections.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to do tests on the bees every a couple of months just to check to make sure that the numbers of mites in the hive don't reach a bad threshold.
Right.
If they do, well, then we have to treat them as we hit that number.
Yeah.
So well, that's more of a task, isn't it? Well, in terms of you being a bee whisperer, that's one more job you've got to try and, try and overcome.
Well, that's what we're doing at the present time. We don't have many of our club members that have bees at present time.
Okay.
Everyone is sort of waiting to spring to get back into bees again.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I got back into bees because we had some swarms forming on the coast, mm-hmm. and I like people, I do, but I love bees.
Oh.
And I couldn't see those swarms being destroyed, so I collected the swarms and set up the hives that I've got now,
mm-hmm.
and using them as trials to work out the best way to deal with varroa going forward.
Hmm.
That's called management.
It's a learning curve for everybody.
Hmm.
I've had bees for quite a few years. I think I got into bees when I was about 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said to me the other day, "What do you know about bees?" And I said, "Absolutely nothing going forward from today."
Oh, it's all new.
Because it's a whole new learning curve.
Right.
What we have to do as beekeepers to maintain healthy hives and bees.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Michael. Michael Graham, that time. We've had Michael here today with his exhibition at the show. Come on down, see Michael.
Yeah,
from the Central Coast Bee Group.
Yes, and find out, because I'm sure you're looking for new members, aren't you?
Yes, we're looking for new members, and we have a club meeting on the last Wednesday of the month at the Erina Community Hall.
Excellent.
Beginning in Bee starts at 6 o'clock, and our club meeting starts at 7. So all welcome.
Fantastic.
Bring your bees with you.
Bring your bees.
No, you don't bring your bees.
You find out about bees. Or best thing is just get on down here to the Central Coast Regional Show and you'll be able to meet Michael and the team here and find out more about bees and Central Coast beekeeping. Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
And buy some good honey.
Okay, there it is. All around the world tonight. This is Pete Little and Sherilyn Darcy. We are at the Gosford Showground. It is the Central Coast Regional Fair 2024, and it's on this weekend under beautiful sunny skies and blue skies as well. Now, Chef Daniel is joining us today as one of our special guests because he regularly appears on the show, Sherilyn, and does a great job cooking.
He does.
That's what he's all
resident
about.
Resident chef.
And Chef Daniel can be found most days in the kitchen at the Baker Street restaurant in Gosford.
Mm-hmm.
But today we've commandeered him for a little bit of show food. Daniel, good to see you, mate.
How you doing?
Oh, we're good. We're sitting here. We're hungry. There's all these ingredients sitting in front of me, and I'm wondering what are you going to whip up? Is it fairy floss?
We can try to make fairy floss next time. But one of the things that I love is corn dogs. You know, Dadwood dogs and things like that. And a lot of people go, "Oh, I have to wait for the carny food outbreak, festivals and things to eat it." But you can make it at home.
Really?
And we can make it interesting.
Corn dogs.
They're available at Baker Street any day of the week.
Oh, I love the plug.
So what we're going to do, it's really, really simple. You have to get a bowl and you have to get your whisk, okay?
Okay, we've got a bowl.
So your bowl and whisk, you're going to do this for me?
Pete's going to do it.
Grab your whisk.
Yep.
Well. Grab it.
And what we're going to do is, we're going to wait and put the ingredients in there first.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to put some ingredients
in.
He's hungry.
So what we're doing first is we're going to start off with sparkling water.
Okay.
So we want the bubbles, right? So we need the bubbles.
Water.
We need to get the...
Okay.
Yep. Sound of water is...
All right, there we
the
go.
Bubbles glug, in glug, there.
Glug. Here we go.
And we're going to actually pour...
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got water
it's going
in there.
In.
We've got
pour
bubbling
it in there
water.
Like that, right?
Should I mix that up?
Yeah, give that... You don't have to really mix it just yet. So what we're going to do is once we put that in there, we're going to squeeze some lime juice. By putting a little bit of acid into this batter, we'll make the actual batter a little bit crispy.
We're making batter.
Yeah, we're making a batter for our Dadwood dogs.
All right.
So we've got our batter, we've got our lime in there as well.
Great radio promotion.
we're putting into some self-raising flour and some saffron threads.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
And then now we've put all that in there. Give it a quick mix for me. And as you can see, as you're mixing it through, all the flour, the colour is going to start to come through. That saffron's really going to make it blossom into this gorgeous kind of yellow colour.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's turning very much darker than I thought, Chef.
Yeah. So what's going to happen now is you're turning it into almost a pancake batter.
Ah.
So the measurements I'll have available on my Facebook and Instagram page this afternoon.
Right.
So you have all the measurements ready to rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
But you're actually going to get this wonderful pancake batter. Now, if you want, you've got one of two options. If you've got a long cylinder based kind of container.
This batter here.
Once it's all mixed through, yeah.
Okay.
That looks pretty good. Okay. That's actually perfect. You've got to get it all nice
good
and combined.
This, Cheryl.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
You could be an apprentice at this,
right? You could be a celebrity chef,
Pete. I'll start my new career.
We'll get you some black gloves and then you can be a celebrity chef.
You got this. Oh, my gosh.
So once we've made that, we're going to put it all into a long cylinder container.
Right.
We're going to get some chorizos or mini chipolatas or any kind of mini any flavored
it's
sausage that you
fancy.
Want.
It's getting fancy. It's getting fancy.
Right? Just join the radio show. We're making a corn dog here today on the radio.
So we put the skewers into the actual little mini chorizos.
Yep.
And then we're going to dip it in while your oil's heating up.
All right, I can see that.
So once we've got all this ready to go, we're going to go back into the kitchen and we're going to get it all ready. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the kitchen ready. I'm going to get the deep frying ready.
So we start with the batter.
We start with the prep. It's all about the mise en place.
We've done the prep.
Because we put self-raising flour in the batter, we want to let that batter rest. We want to let the fizziness of the mineral water actually activate the bicarb in the self-raising flour. So as soon as we put that batter on, and as soon as we throw it in the deep fry, it'll pop.
Really
up.
Pop, yeah.
We're going to come back for that. We're going to come back for that part.
I'm loving this already.
Right. I think I'm going to get you in the kitchen.
I'm going to come back to the show every year for this information.
So I'll tell you what, you know, let's have some nice background music while we're waiting.
Okay, what about we go on the Orinoco Express?
Ooh,
no, it's actually a river.
Is it?
Here it is.
Ah.
This is Sail Away, Sail Away from Coast FM with the Gardening Gang this morning. And Darcy here live from the Central Coast Regional Show for the second time in our life.
Mm.
And we've got a showgirl on the line.
Oh, have we? Which one?
She was a great little showgirl. Great set of, you know, twirly things. Spin those twirly things.
Twirly,
it is What's Hot Vicky.
Oh, she's our showgirl.
Good morning. What's Hot?
Good morning, and what an introduction.
Well, we had you by our side last year in person at the 2023 show, but you're going to work today. That's understandable.
That's all right.
Now,
sorry about that.
Vicky, you've been checking out the various features of independent nurseries on the coast. What have you come up with?
A couple of exciting workshops coming up. One of them is at Burbank at Erina Heights. They're having a terrarium workshop, and that will be on the 22nd of May at 11 a.m. And then next door at the Wildflower Meadow, they're having a bush food workshop, which I will be quite interested to go to myself.
In a bush tucker.
Saturday, the 15th of June at 10 a.m.
It's a long way away.
Yeah,
you got to book. No, Pete.
Put them in your diary.
You have to book now because these workshops.
You have to pay for them, do you?
No, well, some you have to pay for, some are free, but the ones around the Central Coast, they're booking out really quickly.
They're so popular, you've got to put your name
down
ahead.
So What's Hot is letting us know ahead of time.
Ah,
so
gotcha,
thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl. That's correct. Forrester's Beach Garden Centre have Maranta Lemon Lime. They're a beautiful indoor plant with these beautiful patterned leaves. And the clearance sale continues at Tarmhaven Garden Centre, where you'll save 30% off indoor and outdoor plants, pots, water features, ornaments and statues. And YE Nursery, continuing on from the Bonsai Show, which they were sponsors of, they're What's Hot this week is bonsais.
Whoa, bonsais.
Well, I picked up a nice little bonsai at the bonsai exhibition last weekend, and it looks so nice on our patio. And I said to the bride, you've got to give it real sun. You can't just have it in the shade.
Look, he learnt.
Think about it as being a local, fully grown tree. Needs sun, needs rain.
Just hear him refer to his wife as bride.
Always does.
I love that.
Yes, we've been together quite some years.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Yeah.
No, that's probably.
I didn't take a.
She doesn't call me that. She doesn't call me the groom though.
As long as she calls you for dinner.
Anyway, Vic, we've got any more to report on there? No more.
No, that's What's Hot around the coast. It's just us guys left.
Okay, let's do the Narara Valley Nursery super deals this week.
Oh, there are so many super deals. All of our Red Hot specials are so dirt cheap. You'll find bargains on variegated ginger, happy plants, elephant ears, coleus, and the ever-popular Hot Rio Nights. And all of our customers know that when I say these are Red Hot specials, they are in for the ride of their lives. Amazing this week.
Fabulous.
So exciting.
Band Shirt Friday still going as
band
well.
Band Shirt Friday.
Yes.
It was a great success yesterday, yes, wear your band shirt in, and the customers coming with their band shirts are progressively getting older, so that's good. They're all starting to buy up their band shirts.
Oh, mate, I hope it's not Benny Goodman.
Benny Goodman.
The Benny Goodman T-shirt. No, they would be a different radio station. Benny Goodman came out in the 40s.
Yeah,
during the war years, well before you
Bing
ever
Crosby,
saw
Crosby, all
life.
Those sorts of people.
All
know?
That, yeah. You know, doing
I think it's before T-shirts were invented, actually.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, they were vests, undershirt. Now, Vic, let's turn it back to Sharon now for, is it a gardening fact or fib?
Exactly. Okay. We're right here at the show, and as well as the Fairy Floss, Pluto Pups and Ferris Wheel, we've got agricultural entries as well. That's a big feature of these shows. And so I'm going to talk about pumpkins, the biggest pumpkin in the world. So this one has smashed the Guinness Book of Records, and it was grown in Half Moon Bay in California last year, and it took out the $30,000 top prize in the 50th annual World Championship Weigh-Off. Is this a fact or a fib? The prize-winning pumpkin weighed 1,247 kilograms, the same as the average hippopotamus.
That's half a ton. Look, that would be extraordinarily large. I think, Vicky, you should put your bid in first.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that that is true.
I'll counter that with that is false, false, false. Now to Sherilyn, here is the adjudication. One, two, three.
It's true. Mr. Ginger, of all names, and where his ginger-coloured pumpkin won, he grew his pumpkin in his backyard. He says that he planted two seeds because he thought one of them might be the winner. He watered and pumped a day and really looked after it and talked to it all the time. I'm thinking he didn't burn it, Vicky. That's, we're both gardeners. Very interesting. Anyway, his town of Half Moon Bay hosts the Art and Pumpkin Festival, and yep, that was the weight of his pumpkin. The average hippopotamus weighs about 1,100 kilograms. His pumpkin weighed in at 1,247.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's an interesting story we've put forward today. I think every week we should talk about pumpkins. Next. Thank you, Vicky, and congratulations on taking out the prize today. You've got the Kewpie doll.
Yay! Thanks, guys. I love this game.
The wonderful Whiteside Vicky joins us every week from the Narara Valley Nursery on Coast FM.
Let's get back to the fair.
At home with the Gardening Gang. Coast FM 963.
So many things are amazing.
Coast FM 963, the station with the classic hits. We're here from the Central Coast Regional Show throughout the morning. We're doing the Gardening Gang, of course, till 10, our regular slot. Jeff Daniels joining us next hour with more of the ways and means of making a Dagwood dog. How about that?
He's next. Coast FM.
One of those Dagwood dogs, around about $62.
They are top of the chef.
Inflation. I'm trying to be like Coles and Woolworths, right? Inflation. It's all about inflation.
It's all
one semoloy and the most beautiful batter. And I've seen you make this batter. I know the secret now, Gerald.
You know the secret?
Know the secret.
The saffron, the lime. The self-raising flour really gives you a thing.
Yep.
And don't forget, anytime you're making like battered fish and chips or anything battered, you know, put a little bit of vinegar, a little bit of that acid, and when it actually reacts with the deep frying, it fluffs it up a little bit. It gives it that nice crispiness. And it's not a heavy yucky kind of batter.
No, these batters are really, really lovely. I like it.
I call them a breakfast batter.
A breakfast batter.
Effectively, we're having morning tea here.
It is.
How was your breakfast batter?
My breakfast,
on your chicken?
My chicken was so nice. He's made me tons of chicken here. I only needed one.
So, Wayne, give us a rating out of 10 on that batter.
I'm going to give it 15.
Oh,
nailed it.
So I reckon it's $62 a pop, mate. You're lying.
I'm there. I'm getting there.
They'll be lined up for these things.
So good.
Well,
they're
thank
so
you,
good.
Chef Daniel, for coming into the show studio today.
Absolute pleasure.
A legendary moment here.
And I think everyone should get down here this weekend because it is a really great fair. You know, got some fantastic. I bought myself a chopping board already.
I've seen that. It's going
from
straight
the men's shed. I've got some honey. I've kind of done some shopping. Don't tell my wife, though. She'll probably.
No, no, we
you'll be
fight.
Judging the best mullet competition later on today. I know that Wayne is doing the muscle games.
Oh.
He's going to be judging that one.
I'm going to be in the muscle games.
He's doing the Kelpies later on.
The Kelpies,
today.
Yes. I'm going to judge the Kelpies because I like the dogs. And if there's any cowboys around, can someone please tell me? Because I've been disappointed that the cowboy cloggers are middle-aged women. But go, girls. Go, girls. But I do want to find a cowboy, so I'm out there in a minute. So
okay, I'll give you a couple of minutes break there, Sherilyn.
Cheers.
In the meantime, we've got something here by the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Good to see you guys and ladies.
Thanks, Chef.
Good
Thanks,
morning.
Wayne.
The Gardening Gang from the original show today. Coast FM, Pete Little and Sherilyn Darcy. It is the Gardening Gang today. We're here at the Gosford Show.
Oh, it's exciting.
We're out and about as well with Lachlan McDonald, who is talking real estate today. Good morning. Welcome to the show via the radio, Lachlan.
Good morning.
And all the show people are gathering around here waiting for your golden words because we realise that there's money in this real estate business. So today I thought we'd just uncover something I haven't come across before, and I read about this in the paper.
Okay.
It's a part of the real estate business that may not exist on the coast, but it could be something the unattracted focus on, and that is share accommodation. Now, in the old days, if you had, 13 people come in from an Asian country and they had to find a place, they'd whiz them into a house somewhere, squeeze them in, and they'd charge them, $80 a night for a room. Surely that's not what we're seeing in this proposed or this existing share accommodation industry, are we?
Definitely not, Pete. I think that's what people are thinking when they hear that sort of thing, horror stories of, places packed to the rafters, but no, that's not what it means.
Hang on a second.
Sherilyn Darcy, she's got a problem with this.
I have been somebody who's been in a share accommodation situation many times when I was young. That's what I used to do. That's how we afforded to live in Sydney, Pete.
Yeah, but they're formalising it now.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you've confused.
I think they're going to. Well, Lachlan's going to explain to us why it's become a kind of hot topic.
Okay,
you know?
I've jumped in because I was thinking, what? I was doing this back in the. I'm not going to tell you which decade. Sorry, I've interrupted. Go ahead, Lachlan.
No. You're right. Quite right, Sherilyn, and that's what I mean. I think that. What Pete's suggesting is what people think of a horror story of a share house or a boarding house or those sorts of things. But in reality, what it is just friends or family members grouping together or even just roommates, people that, let's call them yet to be friends, moving in together to share the cost because it is so expensive. I think it was something in one of the online or one of the papers talking about Sydney rent and the prediction for the next few years. Mm. And they were sort of going and talking to prospective tenants at open homes. And, it's actually gotten to the point there where, say, a couple of friends will consider sharing a studio or a one bedroom, and splitting that up. Because
that'd be hot. That'd be hot bedding, wouldn't it?
It would, Pete.
Goodness.
So it's just something which has become a necessity of the cost of housing, and as a result, just trying to put some more sort of formality or legitimacy behind it, so that people can take advantage of that more commonly.
Hmm.
So how does this work in terms of renting? Is there one nominee for the lease, or is there a whole bunch of people on the lease, or what procedures are required there?
Yeah, so legally, Pete, every party has to be on the lease. you know, if they're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a situation where you've got, say, a share house, or there's, say, two or three people that are sharing a home, they all have to be approved by the agency or you know, the owner, however it's being done.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be, if they, any of them move out, the new person has to be approved coming in too.
Oh,
so it's all exactly the same as
right.
running as a normal rental. It doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rent a property and then lease all of the rooms out to whoever you like. If you do that, you would be in breach of your lease.
So Cheryl and Darcy can't go down to Sydney there, get $1,000 a week apartment somewhere with four better, and then get three more people off the street and whack them in there for $400 and make a profit, huh?
Ah.
That's right. Yeah,
but Lachlan, that's the law. What about in practical terms? I'm sure it goes on.
Hey, look, it does happen. But the thing is, owners are willing to accept, especially in Sydney, they're willing to accept share house accommodation like that because they know that they can demand a higher price. Because if you think about it,
right.
there's only so many people that can, say, afford to pay $800 a week by themselves.
Yep.
But if you divvy it all up, there's a lot more people that can afford to pay $300 a week. So if you get four people paying $300, well, gee, you're winning, aren't you? It's actually a situation where owners are happy to take that on for the right tenants, and as a result, you really don't have to do it the dodgy way. There's plenty of properties you should be able to find that are willing to take on share house type accommodation or multiple tenants sharing a property.
Now, I just wonder if it's something that's occurring here on the Central Coast, because although we don't quite have the employment circumstances and opportunities here like they do in Sydney, but have you heard of much of this going on here on the coast, Lachlan?
It certainly does happen, and yeah, it's probably not quite as common because in previous years anyway, the rental prices have been relatively affordable.
Oh, good
you know?
Point.
But
yeah.
After the last few years where they've jumped up so significantly, we're starting to see it more and more.
Well, Sherilyn, if you take off for a job in Sydney, would you prefer to stay in a share accommodation in Haymarket or go back each night to Lake Munmore?
Oh, look, I can't leave.
What would you
I
do?
Can't leave paradise, Pete. So I probably have to turn the job down and stay here with Coast FM, but that's it.
Well, Lachlan, thank you for your time this morning. I hope you enjoyed the show. It was, I'm talking about the Central Coast Regional Show.
Of course.
Of course, we're back with the Garden Gang next week. Thanks for your time. We'll catch you next week
Thanks.
On the radio.
Thanks, Lachlan.
Thanks, guys. See you. Bye.
That was Lachlan McDonald. He's from Ray White McDonald Partners, and you're listening to At Home with the Gardening Gang with Pete and Sherilyn.
From the show today.
At Home with the Gardening Gang. Coast FM 963.
Sherilyn Darcy here. We're live from the Central Coast Regional Show. Sherilyn, it is a beautiful day to come down. Bring the kids down. Plenty of parking. Only a reasonable entry fee, and you'll have hours of entertainment.
Yes.
And don't forget, there's the Joy Project on the stage about 1:30 Laycock Street. There are dancers.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, too, we have to sort of acknowledge the fact that the cowboy cloggers are going to be on. And Sherilyn, you one day might aspire to be part of that.
No, no.
Your dancing skills are being overlooked, my dear.
Moving on from that, there are fireworks tonight at 6 p.m. The event finishes and fireworks will be on at 6 p.m. And then it all starts again at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Pete.
Now, the name of Peter Rea is well known to Central Coast people because he's involved in Rotary, he's involved in model making, he's involved in a whole bunch of stuff. And he's joining us right now because he's got a very, very important exhibition here this morning. Peter, tell us all about it.
Yeah. Hi, Pete. Hi, Sherilyn.
Hey,
how are you?
Peter.
Good to see you, Pete.
Yeah. We've got a display from the Central Coast Model Makers Men's Shed here. A number of models, working models, historical models, especially of the history of the Central Coast, the old sailing ships that used to be built here, the General Gordon that used to ply the Hawkesbury River between Gosford and Brooklyn. and a working model of the engines from the General Gordon.
Yeah, the General Gordon sunk, didn't it? Or got burnt? I'm trying to think of the history there.
It's got a funny thing. Actually, after it stopped being a vessel, an actual riverboat, it was taken by a bloke called Windy Banks, who had a fishing place down on the Hawkesbury, and he turned it into a houseboat.
Oh, really?
The business went so well that he cut it in half and he made two houseboats out of it. But I haven't finished yet. That went so well,
cut
those two halves in half and made four houseboats out of the old General Gordon.
So the General finished up in four pieces.
Goodness
Now, also, recently, too, that the model men's shed announced that they're going to be locating to the showground area down here with their own premises.
Yes, just recently, a couple of months ago, we signed a lease for some land here. And so, yep, we've also very kindly, because this will be a major community endeavour, including having a display area where we're hopeful that school kids can come and do excursions and learn about our history from the models and the things we're going to put up. Mm-hmm. So Gosford Council has very generously said that they will consider even waiving the DA fee for us.
Oh.
So that will really get the
ball. You'll get away with murder then.
Yeah.
so where do you find the money to build this shed? Donations,
well,
or do you get a government grant?
Well, because it's men's sheds do tend to draw some grants. Men's health is very important.
There's money there, is there?
We'll have to apply for it. But yeah. We're building an asset on state government land, and so therefore, basically, we're getting the state government's getting an asset, a building. We're going to look after it for them.
There you go.
It's not a bad deal.
Well, Pete, is great news.
Just interesting too, as far as the men's shed goes, we've already been contacted by some ladies who build dolls houses to see if they can have access to the building as well when we build it. So it's not just entirely.
It's on men's.
Oh, it's the multi-gendered.
Yes, so, there we go.
So that we'll appeals. Have to decide how we do all that. But
okay,
that's
but good.
I was pretty chuffed by that. I thought that's really cool.
Now, you'd also
really
let the LQTBBBs in
okay,
as well.
Oh, okay, Pete, of course they do. Come on. Peter, what
it's
can
very
people...
important.
So we're
Let's
about
be
to...
all one.
Moving along, Peter.
Thanks,
what can we see today? We can see you in the tote room. Is that where you are?
Yeah,
outside?
In the tote room. Yeah, we've
okay.
taken up about half of the tote room. So we've got I don't know how many. There must be about 25 different models.
Yeah,
that
there's a lot.
Very
display.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. And they've got some things for sale too. I saw Chef walked out with a cutting board.
Yep. There's a lot there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That's the other men's shed. That's not the model makers.
Oh, is it?
The model makers and the men's men.
Oh, we've got the okay. Right.
Then there's the girl's shed.
And then there's the No, that's enough,
Another one.
Pete.
Okay,
stop.
Thanks, Pete.
Let's
Good
go.
Coast FM from the show today with the gang.
And let's thank some of our sponsors, and then we've got Wayne Fontana.
Hi, I'm Professor...
Classic hits at Coast FM. There's Wayne Fontana and Pamela with Pete and Pamela... No, Sherilyn.
It's me, yes.
Hello. Well, it's been fun this morning, I've got to say. We've had some great opportunities to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people coming into the show. It's only early days. Sunshine, blue skies, a couple of clouds out there, but nothing to worry us today because temperatures right throughout the weekend will be so nice.
Absolutely beautiful.
With 24, 25 today.
Mm-hmm.
And no humidity. Lots of things to do and see here at the Gosford Showground with the Central Coast Regional Show.
Correct.
Today
and
tomorrow.
Coming up after us is the Weekend What's On, and it's with Del and Danny. They're presenting it this morning, and I know they've got lots of things in store, and they'll be talking about the show as well.
Shout out from Danny. You're feeling good, Danny?
Ready to
really
go?
Good. Thanks, Pete.
Okay, Danny's ready to go. Rock and roll with Delby. We've lost Delby there.
Oh, she's coming. She's coming. And next week, Pete, I know what we're doing next week for a change. How's that? We've got Vertical Gardens next week at Home with the Gardening Gang. We're having so much fun. Come down to the show. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. And Coast FM is here all weekend with you at the show.
And thanks to our sponsors as well, Alan Graham's and also Doormaster Security Windows.